I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
Boy, it's split with you in that trash.
What do you mean?
It's really split with you in that trash. Some people really agree that you should have, that you're a lazy son of a gun.
Yeah.
And that you should have just taken that trash out. And then some people are like, if it wasn't full, don't take it out.
Exactly.
No, and, but let's go with the first one.
It wasn't even half.
Let's go with the first one, I said. A lot of people think you should have taken it out.
Look, I've dealt with this all my life, with this whole trash can thing, and I've yet to change. Well, you know what? I'm going to stick to my guns.
Well, somebody actually brought up the best point of all of it.
What's that?
Why didn't you reach down, grab that bag, that little tiny bag you call it, and put it in the full thing?
I can't stand to reach into a trash can. I can't. They're so nasty, man.
Yeah, they are nasty.
They're awful.
My girlfriend's son started this business, which I think is awesome. Yeah. But now somebody actually has a machine to do it. And he would pick up all our cans in the neighborhood, and he'd take them to his house and wash them out and clean them.
Oh, that's
and
return. Good.
Yeah, it was so good. But now there's actually a service. A guy has a truck.
And he comes?
He comes and picks it up, and it goes into like a dipping station in his truck and cleans it and scrubs it. And then he, whoop. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
It's like a full-blown truck.
Never heard of it.
I know. It's crazy. All right. Anyway. Oh, did you hear my shoes again?
I did. They're loud.
God. It's embarrassing. All right. Anyway. We have lots to get to. I haven't really read a lot of things. I was up this morning at 3:45 and really sad to see on Facebook. Yes, I know. I got up at 3:45 and read Facebook. Shameful. I know.
Yeah.
But I was really sad to see this mass shooting that happened at a Southern California bar. And here's what's really horrible about this whole story. So it happened early this morning. A guy walked up to the front door bouncer guy and then shot him and then walked into the bar and just started randomly shooting people. The sad part about this, well, all of it's sad, but it was a college country night.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that awful?
Country line dancing.
Yeah.
And he threw a grenade in.
Oh, I didn't even see that part.
He started it out with a smoke bomb.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, a smoke grenade, they said. And that way, everybody's disoriented. You can't really see because of all the smoke. And that's when he started opening fire.
So it happened around 11:20 last night. When I woke up at 3:45, it was 15 people had passed away, perished in this. So I don't know what number we're at now, but...
I think it's 12.
I saw 15 from Ventura County Police Department.
They just showed 12 on TV. Yeah, I think the...
Maybe somebody...
I think it might have been overcounted just a bit.
I hope
because now, I heard a couple of reports about an hour ago, too, and they all said 12, including the gunman.
So they say they don't really know a lot about the gunman yet. They'll let us know, but I don't know. Senseless. So I hate to start that out, you know, with all that. But.
More information will come out.
Yeah.
But it's just sad. Because most of these people that were inside that place, according to all the reports I'm seeing, college kids.
Yeah.
They were from Pepperdine University. I think California State is right there. Is it Thousand Oaks?
Correct? Thousand Oaks. So Thousand Oaks is just barely right outside. I mean, it's drivable. It's right outside of L.A. And Ventura County is between L.A. County and Santa Barbara.
Is Thousand Oaks up near the Burbank area?
No.
It's kind of northwest, isn't it?
It's kind of like, I don't know. Here's me. With,
yeah, hand signals don't work.
Yeah, it's up to 101. Does that help you?
Kind of, sort of.
Okay.
Yeah. I kind of know the area.
All right. Anyway.
Sad.
Sad news.
Yeah, it's bad news this morning.
Yeah, so that's horrible. Remember when I told you about Ariana Grande performing? Well, I said it was the day before. I guess it was yesterday. Ariana Grande performed her new song, Thank You. And it's the first time we've seen her live after the split with that Pete kid. And then all of a sudden, she almost fell down. It was super sad.
Yeah.
She was on a chair. I saw it. She was standing on a chair in a wedding dressy thing. And the whole setting was about a wedding.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if this was like karma or what, but she was standing on a chair singing about, like, you know, this whole mess that she's in. Then she almost falls down. See if you can hear it.
Spend more time with my friends. I ain't worried about nothing. Plus, I'm with someone else. We haven't had a discussion. I know this. Oh my God. On too fast. But this one going
oh my God.
Oh my God.
Holy crap.
That's when she just said, yeah. I met someone else, and then she almost falls down.
Some people just aren't meant for wedding dress.
No.
She's one of them.
And she was rubbing it in his face in that song saying, I already met somebody else.
Yeah.
Wow, that's mean.
I heard that song a couple of times yesterday. I like that song. It's growing
on me.
We're going
to totally play it.
When I first heard it, when we first talked about this, I think it was late last week, and we played a little clip for you. Jury was out for me. I don't know.
No, it's a good song.
Yeah, but it's a good, it's catchy.
And it's going to be a huge hit, which is going to make Pete so, so sad.
I'm not a huge fan of hers. I think the whole licking the donut thing, I can't get over it for some reason. But
you didn't think it was kind of sexy?
No. It was sexy until she put it back for somebody else to eat. You know, right? Sexy just left
sexy,
it then.
Sexy
but I will say this. And listening to this new song, it just accentuates how talented she is. I mean, the words are incredible.
Yeah, she is.
And in her, the way she sings it, it's really good.
I agree. So sad.
I kind of hate it when some people that I don't like are really talented.
Yeah.
Doesn't that really make you mad sometimes?
Yeah, like Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you have somebody that for some reason, their persona, everything you've seen about them, read about them or whatever, and you kind of like, I don't know, really care for that person. And yet they're, I'll give you one. John Legend.
So good.
Fits that for me.
So good.
I don't care for the
Not
guy.
Fan.
I think the guy's a little, I don't know. He's whatever. But
what
he's
is he?
So...
Go ahead, say it.
I think he's pompous.
His sister-in-law's listening.
I think they're pompous.
Oh.
I think they try to force their beliefs and everything about them down our throats.
Are you getting ready
to
stand up?
They seem to be superior.
Yeah, they are. They're elite.
God, sure. Why did this
and
go
I'm
this
sick and tired of it.
I'm sick and tired of it, he says.
But.
Yeah. Not putting up with it anymore from you, John.
But.
You don't even know him.
He's...
You don't even know if he's pompous. You know nothing about him.
He's so talented.
He's so talented.
He really
but I went with Mariah Carey, and you wouldn't even like... You just blew over that. Mariah Carey's pompous.
Yeah. I feel like she's a has-been. I don't even feel like she's that talented anymore.
Even when she was.
She was at one time, yeah. But
she did all that MTV Cribs, and she's like...
Now, I will say this.
Do you remember when she did MTV Cribs, and she had high heels on when she was on that treadmill?
Yeah, I do.
And she had on a robe and, like, lingerie. She did MTV Cribs in lingerie. That's what I was like, no.
Now, I will say this. It does make me happy to know that Chrissy, who also is a pompous Chrissy Teigen, John's wife, it makes me happy to know that she has no talent at all.
Oh, my God. We just met her sister, and her sister is a doll.
Lives at Highlands Ranch.
And so
her
nice.
Her sister's a sweetheart.
The sweetest person ever.
Yeah, obviously the best of that family.
Obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Sister is.
I love her sister.
Yeah, and Brian, her husband.
Yes.
Good people. Good people.
And then you just go and... You don't even know John Legend. How do you know John Legend's
I complimented
pompous?
John Legend.
But how do you know if he's pompous? When have you even seen an interview with him?
Sean, you even said.
I've seen some little clips and interviews with him.
Yes.
He thought it was great that Roseanne was fired. I remember
that. That doesn't make him pompous. It was an opinion.
It was how he came off.
Oh,
yes, it was.
It's how he comes off.
It's the way he always comes off. Yes, it is.
No, it's because you two and your love for Trump, if somebody doesn't love Trump, then they're a pompous piece of poo.
That's not true at all. We never said a word about Trump.
That's what it all is about, because I know you two, and when you guys go against anybody that doesn't like him.
No, it's not just that. It has nothing to do with that.
It's not just that.
It has to do with the fact that even when he's talking about other people.
Did you hear him say not just that?
It's not.
Did you hear him say not just
that?
Not just.
Remind me to never drag you into an argument to be on my
best side,
okay?
That's probably
don't
best.
You slip up
just.
And you use, dude.
And I'm not putting up with it any longer.
I'd rather have Thomas, the 14-year-old, on my side than you. He makes a better partner for me, you know?
Somebody said, I can't get over the donut thing either with Ariana Grande.
No, that was a huge...
Yeah.
But she's super talented.
She is
super. I got to give her props, man. She's really good.
Can we hear it one more time, her falling down?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, all right, here we go.
soul. Spend more time with my friends. I worry about nothing. Plus, I'm with someone else. We haven't better discussions. I know this. Oh my God.
But this one won't last. That one was louder.
That was. That one she broke her damn ankle. Oh, God. I'm exhausted already. What time is it?
Yeah,
it's not even seven.
By the way, we're getting a lot of text about this. Where the hell is the snow? You know, people are texting left and right. What?
He put it in the box.
They put it in the box.
But yeah, I'm just saying, nobody gets the box thing now, Sean. Dude, I'm going to have to turn your mic off. You're making nobody understands the box thing now. It's a whole different audience. Look, it's reckless. What's going on with these meteorologists is completely reckless. I've said it weeks ago, and by golly, they prove it every day, don't they?
They do. Here's how I know that they said something. So Green Gable Roofing and Exterior is coming out today because I have huge woodpecker holes.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all over
right.
my house.
And you got to get your pecker hole fixed.
You really do. And so we even discussed it. And I said, oh, are you guys okay with the snow? Because, I mean, can you work and do my siding in the snow?
Right.
And he's like, oh, yeah, it won't be a problem. It will be fine. We'll just see what we got going on out there. Now it's a 10% chance.
Oh, it's not going to snow at all.
This is reckless.
Yeah, it is reckless. I told you. But snow by Sunday, they say. Yeah, right. Sure.
Jamie, you're so wrong about Ariana Grande's new song. She didn't say she met someone new. She said she's talking about herself and self-love. Her name's Ari or something. I don't know. Whatever.
All right. Well, it's a good song.
Thanks, BJ.
Let's not overthink it. Let's just move on. Crazy. We don't have to overthink it.
I feel like everything has been overthunked.
Yeah.
All right. Remember yesterday I told you that The Bachelor wasn't a virgin anymore? Well, now he is again.
Yeah. Oh, he is?
Yeah. So Chris Harrison wants to clear up the record. Here it is.
He's been very public about being a virgin.
Yeah.
Has he experienced the fantasy suite week yet?
Not yet.
Not yet.
That's coming up. So I can still tell you
that. I'm going to tune in for that.
The V card is still intact. Will it be in the next couple of weeks? I don't know. I think it's going to be put to the test.
Put to the test.
Right.
Yeah.
So I guess his wiener's going to be put to the test. Is that, sure is that on that the way. Next Bachelor?
I hope he can live up to the test.
OMG. I don't even know how to start this.
What do you mean?
The One Direction reunion?
What about it?
Simon Cowell is now chiming in on what might be the real deal, man. Even with Zayn. Yeah.
I'm starting to get tired of the teases, though. Oh. You either do this or don't do it, guys. Come on.
Wow.
You know what?
You have a bad attitude about everything. Donuts, John Legend.
I say it because it's not fair to Zayn. You're playing with his emotions. I care for that kid. Okay?
Here's what Simon Cowell had to say about One Direction.
I would be amazed if it didn't, if you think about it. I mean, why wouldn't you? I really, really hope it does. But, you know, they've got to make the decisions themselves. But it would be incredible.
I would be amazed, too, simply because why wouldn't you? It's worth millions of dollars.
Especially to him.
They're not doing so well on their own, okay? Yeah. We're not hearing their music that much, you know?
They'll have a hit there and here and there. But, I mean, they make kabillions together.
You put one tour together, Europe and the U.S., okay? Mm-hmm. They're going to make enough money that they can retire forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did Simon, he was the founder of that group?
I think he was the
Wasn't he the guy who put them together or something?
Yeah, something. I don't know. He had something to do with it. That's why they asked him.
Yeah.
Will somebody please get the bell out of the box? I need to hear the bell.
Oh, we got it.
Got it.
Oh, wait a minute. You know about the box? Hey, Sean, you've got a listener.
All right. All right.
You're your box reference. Do you know about the box? Anybody else know about the box?
The box.
We got to go.
Do we?
Yeah.
I wasn't done.
You're done.
Really?
Yeah.
That's mean. Yeah. I wasn't done. I had a lot of more crap.
I think you need to really get it together for the 7 o'clock hour.
What do I do? God. All right, there you go, tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.